Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Tuesday at 4 o'clock, which means we're joined by the great Jordan Mailata. Call-in sponsored by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online online 24-7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. Jordan, thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir.
What's up, big man?
Good day, guys.
So, it's official. BG is coming back. Can you tell us?
Come on, Jordan.
There you go. Tell us a little bit about BG as a teammate. What he'll mean coming back to the team. I guess from a, I know you don't play defense, but from a locker room and that sort of perspective.
I like to regard ourselves as a young team, and I think it would just be good again just to have a vet in the building, especially on that side of the ball. You know, just to show young guys the ropes, man, how to be a pro. And so, especially with this trash talk, teach them how to trash talk.
Now, you can be honest because nobody's listening to this. It's just the three of us. You guys had to know at some point they were dialing up the BG number. And at some point, I mean, we're all just waiting for the day that BG came back. A little bit. You had to think it was in the back of your mind.
I didn't know, man. But saw BG in the building today, so yeah, man, it's good talking to him.
Well, I'm sure. Listen, it's not training camp, so you guys don't do many ones versus ones. I don't know what role he'll play over there, but you could have your practice partner back out there again, going up against him in practice.
I know it's gonna be good. We'll see. I don't know what's going on right now. It's crazy times.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see what that looks like. Don't know what his role is gonna be, but I'm sure he's gonna be willing to do whatever you know it takes or whatever role he has to fill. So,
from your perspective, it was a big win on Sunday. What do you think were the best takeaways from that game? I know you always go back and look for the things that you didn't do well, but from the things that went well, what do you think are the best takeaways from that?
I think just establishing the passing game, for sure. Putting that on film. I think this might have been probably our most complete win, so to say. So that's pretty something that a good takeaway we can take away. What else, guys? What do you think?
What do we think? We spent 4 hours saying what we think.
I'll ask you this, Jordan. We often believe that the running game sort of open things up for the passing game. But when we talk about complementary football, it can work the other way as well, right? Like the passing game being successful and having explosive plays there forces that defense to back out of there a little bit, and they have to be more concerned with the AJs and the Devontaes and Jalen throwing the ball over their head. It could start to, spring a few leaks for this running game to get going. You believe that the passing game can sort of help you guys out with the running game to get that going?
I certainly believe that that's true. Now, the passing game is definitely going to help us, inside the run game. I mean, you look at that game we just played, you know, the front that we got from the first drive to the second drive were completely different. And so, you know, they definitely respect us in the run game. I think all our opponents do. Mm-hmm. They do a lot of things to, you know, prohibit us from repeating what we did last year. So, you know, we just got to do our job up front and keep it going.
I know you explained this on your show last night specifically, but you just mentioned it there. Could you just, for the people that didn't hear it, you explained that the front was different after that first drive. Can you explain what the front was during that drive and then after that and how it changed in what you were seeing? Because it was interesting for me.
Yeah, so the first drive we came out, they were in like a four-down front, very, very basic front, kind of daring us to run the ball, and we did. And we were moving the chains quite quickly and getting some great runs. You know, and then we throw that touchdown to A.J. Brown, and we come back out second drive, and it's a completely different look. They're basically in like a goal line defense. Now there's six guys down and one linebacker with the safety coming in the box. You could say that could be a 6-1 or 6-2. Mm-hmm. Front, and that's the front that we pretty much got the rest of the game. And so what that does is it singles up everybody, and it makes that margin of error a little more now because everyone has to win their one-on-one matchup at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. I felt like Saquon had a couple runs in there where, and I know we've been saying this every week, and believe me, I know you're tired of having to answer that question and being one block away. But it does feel like a few of those runs where, man, he's hitting 8, 9, 10 yards, and you're saying, he just, you know, he's almost there. And I hate going back to last year because last year was such a special year, but that's the only frame of reference we have with him, with you guys running the football. But it has to feel like it's getting there, right? You guys have to feel like just keep doing what you're doing, detailing your work, and this thing is going to start to click like you want it to.
Yeah. It feels like we're getting there, especially with the under center stuff now from the last game. So hopefully that opens up some opportunities for us too in the run game. Just doing that under center, I feel like it puts us on the better angles for our blocks. And you know, I think Say can hit it downhill a little bit faster too. So
yeah.
It did seem in previous weeks you had mentioned that you a lot of times get different looks than what you're looking for in practice when you're preparing for one specific team. But now that sim blitz has happened a bunch of times to you guys, and that's something that Brian Flores does a lot, it did seem overall as a team from the line to Jalen to everybody seemed a lot more comfortable and prepared with attacking a defense like that than you had in previous games.
Yeah, we felt very comfortable. How they coach us and everything. KP did a great job of preparing us all week, as well did Stout for us. So, you know, this is the NFL. We're not going to get the picture that we look at all week. Mm-hmm. You know, teams are going to do stuff, and we call that unscouted looks, especially if they don't, you know, if they haven't put that on film. So we just have to deal with it. And, you know, I think we've done a better job, especially this last week, of adjusting, making those adjustments on the sideline and getting to it in the game, so, and capitalizing on it.
You got the Giants coming up next. Now, listen, it could be a positive that you guys just played them a week or so ago, and so you get another crack at them this time at home. Anything about that game that you can remember that, you know, you want to sort of go into this game, making sure you guys do better? That Giants front, I know, is pretty good. You got Brian Burns up there. You got Thibodeau up there. You got the rookie up there. And Abdul Carter, Dexter Lawrence in the inside. A lot going on there. What about this upcoming Giants game Sunday?
For me, I'm just looking at it from an individual aspect. You know, I felt like I didn't play my best game. Probably played one of the worst games I've ever played in my career, the first time I played him. So for me, I'm just going to and try and make up for lost time and make up for that performance. So for me, it's just going to be how can I do my job and how can I play as physical as I can and dominate the line of scrimmage with the rest of my guys. So that'll be the message heading into this week. Get back. That was the message last week. Get back to Eagle football. Play physical. Because that is a that's great fight we're going up against. It's good on good. Mm-hmm. So,
speaking of your guys, have you heard anything about Cam? I know he left the game with a knee injury, but we hadn't heard anything yet. Anything on Cam and where he's at?
I'm sure Coach Sirianni will give you guys the update.
Catch you off guard. Never ask you about that. Thought I might catch you on that.
tomorrow.
Yeah, you can't blame me for trying. The last thing, we're old guys here. Well, Jack's not an old guy, but he's worried about his kids. The kids are all saying this 6-7 thing. Do you know what that means? Have you heard it? Does anybody on the team say it? Do you understand what it means?
No, I actually don't. Some kid I saw at Chickens and Pete last night. He did that. He said the 6-7 thing to me, and I was just kind of like, "Goo." I don't know what that means, but I know the trend. I just don't know what it's about. Maybe I'm the same boat as you guys.
Yeah, good. I think we might start our own.
I think we need to kill it.
I think we got to start 4 or 5.
No, we need to kill it.
On this show, it's 4 or 5.
Well, and then Jordan's like, what, 6'8"? So he's probably confused.
Yes.
You know, and the kid's like, 6'7"? What does that mean?
Yeah.
Only because I know the trend. I just don't know what's going on.
All right, Jordan. Well, we appreciate your time as always. Big game and then a nice little rest for you after the game. So you going anywhere on the bye week or you not allow yourself to think about it yet?
Yeah, I haven't thought about it yet.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right, Jordan. We'll talk to you next week, buddy. Thanks, man.
All right. Later.
Yep.
There he is, Jordan Mailata.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Yeah, this is a bundle of joy.
Yeah.
It's a big win on Sunday.
Yeah. Is he all right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I always feel like we're bothering him in the middle of the day.
Well, you know what? He signed up for it. I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm sorry it's your day off. Look, I don't want, if Jack called me on a Saturday and said, give me a take, I'd be saying, no, this is Saturday. But if I signed up for it, it is what it
have
is.
Something ready.
Yep. Speaking of being ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, man. Come on.
It's called a big dose of D.
The folks that are Blue Chew are going to keep you ready. Or, more to the point, when you are ready, they're going to make sure you could perform at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So many great things about Blue Chew. They're simply going to make your life better. If your life in the bedroom's better and she's happier, your life's going to be better. And everything about Blue Chew is better. It's a chewable rather than a pill, which is, I would say, Ike, better, right?
Yeah, it's better.
You get to it quicker.
That's the point.
Pop one in there. It's better because you don't have to make any doctor's appointments. I wouldn't want to have a conversation with a doctor about it either. I also wouldn't have to want to wait 3 months for the doctor's appointment. So you do that at BlueChew.com. That part's better.
Wait in line at pharmacy. Ike hates that. That's one thing I know.
Definitely hate that.
I don't like that. You're going to have to have, you know, some old lady's going to be next to you. Oh, what are you in line for? No. They ship it to you. It's made and shipped in the USA, so they ship it to you in a discreet and...
hard.
A package.
There you go. Oh, give it some life. Say it louder for the people in the back, Jack.
Package.
And your first month is going to be free. That seems unbelievable, but it's not. You're only going to have to pay for the shipping. So you go to BlueChew.com, use code 94. You have to remember that. Use code 94, and your first month is free, and then you can...
chew it and do it.
Chew it and do it. Let the good times fly. Chew it and do, y'all.
Wasn't ready for that one.
Nope.
Chew it and do it. Let the good times fly. Chew it and do, y'all.
You added that at the end there.
Yeah, I told Battle, I said, we need another Chew It and Do It song. He said, how about Country for Jack? I said, yeah, do it.
Yeah.
No one says let the good times fly. That's not even a thing.
Good times roll, first of all. Yes. I mean, come on.
Battle's always doing something he's not supposed to do.
Well, yep. he's one of those people. 85% there.
Yep.
Just misses.
Well, I mean, he ruined the buzz bit.
He totally ruined the buzz bit.
He ruined the buzz bit. I told him it didn't sound good. So if you missed it.
Hold on. Let's just play it again for the people.
Well, yeah, I'm going to give the context here in case you didn't hear it. We were talking to Elliot. So this was the thing. I call up Jack this morning and I said, I have an idea.
Yeah, you were giggling when you picked up the phone.
Oh, I said, you're going to have to talk me out of this idea. We'll come up with an AI version of Buzz and we'll make it sound like Buzz broke the Brandon Graham story 3 weeks ago. And then we play it for Elliot. We make Elliot give Buzz credit. So we put together the audio and Battle sends me the audio. And I said, it's good, but sounds a little pukey at the end. Could you fix it? And he didn't think I was right. So here's what we played for Elliot.
It's four. I do. I still believe the Phillies can win this series. I do not think they are dead. I do not think they are out. I still believe they can do it. Do you? That's the question at 215-592-9494. Before I even go any further into this, and I just mentioned it to Tom too, I have a little, I guess, insider stuff for you. Brandon Graham is going to come back to the Eagles. They've been talking for about a week now, and I think it'll probably get announced shortly after the game against the Vikings. They'll announce BG is coming back, and then he'll either be ready right away or after the bye. So there you go, a little Buzz Insider Eagles scoop for you. Anyway, back to the Phils.
That's where we lost it, the Buzz Insider scoop.
Yep.
That's where we lost it.
Yep.
That's where we lost it. Man, we had him. Jack, if you could see his face, could you see Elliot's face?
Yes.
Elliot was... hook, line, sinker.
He was.
We had him until the end.
Until the end.
Yep. All right. 215-592-9494. Gary and Vineland, you're on WIP.
6-7.
No. No.
For my child, I'm going to throw some at his head.
Yeah. How old is he?
He's a junior. My daughter's in college. They do it in college. You know what it is? And you're the only one who's going to get this, Spike. Remember Anthrax, the band?
Yes.
Not the thing that was not coming in the mail in the 80s?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't say I remember
we were
that.
We're saying not. Why
not.
Were we saying not?
Because of Anthrax.
Yeah, because it was in that song.
Yes.
So now there's like a TikTok, and they do 6-7 in it, and they juggle their hands. Like I'm going to throw something out of a kid's head. You're going to see me in the paper. Like,
well,
it's the dumbest.
Yeah, I've heard anybody who has kids that are that age, they never stop doing it. If I had to work in a school, I think I would quit. Because they're always 6-7. It's, you know what it is? It's something that Jared McCain would do on TikTok.
Yeah,
God bless his soul.
For sure.
Yeah,
100%. Of course it's Jared McCain.
A poor elementary school teacher's called in and said it's an epidemic at his school.
Yeah, it needs to stop. Yeah,
you know what? I'm going to have to ask my wife about that, Dan.
Oh, there's no doubt she hears it all the time.
Okay, all right. I have to ask her, Dan. Yeah.
Get it out of here.
Like McCain's putting 6-7 on his nails, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely.
It's got awful. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Was OG saying that AJ is grooming our young players?
I don't groomer? Think that's what he meant. I don't think he meant grooming in that way. I think
he's playing games with them. He's doing
enough. Things. Enough. I hear where you're going. I don't think that's what OG. I don't think he meant grooming in that way. I think he meant he was trying to get them to buy into him by being nice to them, so he could, you know, skew their mind against Jalen.
You know that.
Yeah, now in that way, I don't know that OG is completely off base. I'm sure he, you know, I'm sure you're seeing those guys every day. There's no way he's super quiet about that stuff. But I don't. Yeah, he wasn't talking about grooming in that way, Gary.
I just the whole thing was just ridiculous. Like, I don't think AJ's down there doing anything. And I just think it's like I said before, it's the thrill of victory and the agony of the AJ tweet. Like, I'm just over it. Just stop. I think Brandon's got to, like, take his phone away from him, put it in his locker or something.
Well, hold on. He might not be all that happy BG's coming back.
Oh.
yeah.
No, I don't know that.
Well. I know you're just speculating.
Yeah,
but
I was reckless speculating. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I didn't. You could have posted an Instagram about BG coming back.
Could have.
Yeah, I mean, that would. Wait, honestly, when you said he posted Instagram, I'm like, oh, he's going to talk about BG. And then you said that thing, and I was like, why?
Yeah.
Why? Can't it just be I caught two touchdowns or way to end the game?
I mean, maybe it's on all of us.
I could have just posted job not done.
Job not done. Yeah. There's a million different things.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe you should text him. Like, maybe you could.
No, I'm staying away.
Yeah. Why don't we put Hugh and Seth on that?
Yeah, I'll let them handle it.
You could be his media people.
Yeah, yeah. We'll let Hugh and Seth reach
Although
out.
Although I was the only one that was successful in talking him down when he wanted to kill me and Jack.
Yes.
Or he really wanted to kill Jack.
Jack.
Or he wanted to kill somebody.
Well, I think he wanted to kill me, too. He didn't even know who I was yet.
He didn't even want to kill Jack. He didn't even know who Jack was.
Yeah. I wasn't even barely on the interview. Right in the corner. Yep, with some...
If he would have threw out there, you know what I'm talking about, like, then we don't know he lived.
We'll have Buzz FaceTime him. That's what we'll do.
Yeah. We're never going to be. I was hoping that sometime during the AJ, you know, reign, we would get AJ on the show.
Oh, yeah, that's not happening.
Nah, it's
laugh
over.
About it.
Yeah, that's not
happening. Remember back in the day? Yeah.
We'll try to book him when he's on the Patriots next
year. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, Gary.
At this point, Bryce and March is looking dicey.
Bryce and March. Oh, no. We'll have Bryce on the show. We'll have Bryce on the show.
No,
I don't know. You're right, Gary.
He'll be back.
Yeah.
He'll be back.
I don't know.
We'll have Bryce on the show.
Offseason hasn't really started just yet.
Yeah. Which podcast
hasn't gotten cooking on Bryce yet?
Which podcast are you looking more forward to? AJ after he leaves the Eagles or Cassidy after he leaves the Eagles? I brought this up already, haven't I?
Yeah. Yes, you have. Yes.
Dang. I like that line.
Yeah. Mia and Drexel Hill teaches third grade and has some insight on 6'7". Your life must be terrible without Mia.
It's pretty bad, you guys. Like, it's getting worse by the day.
Yeah.
Oh.
A math lesson, I you can't get through it. Like, it's really bad.
I didn't even think about math.
You're teaching third grade. My wife teaches second grade, so she has to be going through it too, right?
Oh, for sure. No, it's every grade up until high school. Like, every teacher talks about it.
Okay.
Every lunch session is like, how many times did the kid do 6'7"? Like, what can we do to stop this?
This sounds horrible.
And especially horrible when you're doing math, because you know when you're looking at it, they're like, oh no, I can't use a 6 or a 7.
I just don't get it.
Something, I skip the 6 and the 7. It goes from 5 to 8. Like, it's awful.
And then you know the boys, like, snickering in the back, too.
I just don't understand it. They just doing this?
They just go, six, seven.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
It's awful.
This is why the station is here, to get people through tough times.
Yeah.
6'7" is a tough one.
Yeah, 6'7" is a tough one.
You guys are commenting on the important stuff.
Yes. Yeah. We're here for you, Mia. Well, we wish you the best of luck surviving with the kids. You know what you have to do? You have to just say something they don't understand and make it like they're the butt of the joke.
Say what's up.
Yeah. Do the Bud Light guys. Go, what's up.
Every start of every show. Every class.
That's such a good idea. I'm going to bring that up at the staff meeting.
Yep. All the teachers
start doing
should
the Dougie. All that stuff.
Band together. And when you see one of the kids, look over to one of the other teachers and go, snicker and go, point at the kid and go, what's up? You'll drive them crazy.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Turn it around on them. All right, Mia.
I love it.
All right,
thanks, you guys.
Thanks for the call.
If there's any other teachers out there that need to just let it out.
Yeah, yeah, this is.
We're here for you.
Therapeutic for all of them.
Yes. Yeah. We are fine not being with the trend on this one. We are anti 6'7" on this.
Well, yeah,
show.
It sounds like this is completely out of our bracket. Our age bracket. Yeah.
I think it's about LaMelo Ball's height, too. I think he has something to do with this.
Well, I think there's a line in a song where he says 6'7".
And something about the periodic table.
Huh?
There's that, too.
Yeah.
The periodic table?
Yeah. But it doesn't mean anything.
Nothing.
Yeah. Six, seven.
Six, seven?
Yeah. Nope.
First off, they're just doing the Major League celebration, right? I mean,
well, they're
no,
doing
that's a different
no,
one.
No, you idiot. That's Sam Cassell. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the
no, they're doing like this or that. Like
they're juggling. Oh, yeah. It's like this or that.
6-7, you know, right around there.
Yeah. Oh, I hate it.
Yeah, I hate it too. I don't even know what it is.
Walker and Sutton are never getting on social media.
Yeah. Well, you gotta put them in handcuffs, that way they can't do it. All right. 215-592-9494. A former Philly is going to the World Series. We had a pretty big moment last night. We will talk about that.
And Bryce Scott Boras commented on Dave Dombrowski's comments about Bryce.
Oh, we're going to have that next too?
Yeah.
Oh, what Boras said about Dombrowski.
He couldn't have been happy.
Oh, this will be a saucy, high hopes Jackie baseball report. I don't know if you saw Tony V's crying. Did you see that too?
Yeah, I saw that. The Tony V watch.
Yeah.
Poor little Justin and his crying Tennessee Vol fans are at the stadium begging for him to stay.
To stay.
Then he goes, is he the one just got hired?
Well, he's mulling the decision still.
It sort of seems like. So he's the one that Bryce really loves, Jack had brought up. And the Giants offered him a contract. But
what I saw. Okay.
But what is starting to feel like is the Dan Hurley thing. It is starting to feel like maybe he's working the Giants for more money out of Tennessee.
That's why coaches and managers, man. That's good leverage to have.
Yep, absolutely. Well, the Giants want me. Yeah. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.